Well, there is a Gemara which I was just going to mention, and I still will just mention, but I'm making an appointment to Mitzvah for Monday to go back to it again. I thought it never happened, but I found out that it actually does happen. So we'll have to go into it a little bit here. I have a tshuva about it, actually. That's the Gemara on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis, in the middle of the narrow lines. The Gemara says, Omar Rav, Ein Aisha also Shliach L'Kabal L'Gita Miyad Shliach Baila. You hear what's going on? A woman cannot make a shliach the Kabbalah to accept the get from a pre-existing shliach lo'olach. But the Chanina man, no. He shall also shliach the Kabbalah lo'gita me'at shliach ba'ala. Why not? So my time of the rabbi, let's tackle what's wrong. He bought him mission bizoyon the Baal. At the Baal, he made a shliach lo'olach to give it to the wife in her hands. He doesn't want more people to know about it, etc. He bought him up. Shemchatzera habol yachar mikan. What does that mean? Shemchatzera habol yachar mikan. Rashi explains. The yachar shenosan lo habal haget b'chotzer shel acherim kinaosa. So who lab gita have it? The bina v'nosan biyada or b'chatzera. So if, for example, if the baal puts the get into the chotzer of a third party, and then she acquires the chotzer from that third party, it's no good. So here too, it's something which is somewhat similar. Right? The Baal gives the chotzer, the get to a shliach, and then the woman does something active to procure the get from that shliach, namely by appointing shliach for Kabbalah. It looks too similar to chatzera habo li'acha mikam. If she makes a shliach lekabbalah first, it has no resemblance whatsoever to chatzera habo liacham mikan. So then it's good. So I when we learned this gemara the first time, I was sort of gone and went quick as the first one. We never make shliach lekabbalah. I told you that before she finished shulchan aruch, we don't have it. If we don't have it, so what's it to talk about? Turns out, never say never. I'll tell you some shliach lekabbalah story I found out. And then we have something which is the equivalent of shliach lekabbalah, which is the get zikui, in the positive sense, where she is in a situation where it's good for her to receive the get, and you run into the problem if there was a shliach lehalacha. So I want to talk about it, but it's not fair to introduce in the middle of the chazara new stuff. So we're making an appointment for Monday, Mitzvah Shem. We'll talk about this. Okay, we'll come back to this tomorrow. Again, I told you on Monday I'm going to try to finish up whatever shlichus inyana we haven't discussed yet. I can do it once a year. And then Tuesday, Shabbat Shemai, I hope to start the seventh parak. I hope so. It's all projections. Now I come to I wanted to discuss directly into the Chazara, which is the next Gemara. The next Gemara says, introduces the concept of the Chosva Shlichus Eitzel Habal. And the Gemara is not sure whether it's true, whether such a concept exists, doesn't exist. We have to understand what this means. Rashi explains, L'chazer shlichus etzal abal. See the Rashi? L'chazer shlichus etzal abal, says Rashi like this. Shliach shachazer v'nasa shliach l'mishin ishtalach lo. Nitak mishlichus arishin, atzal ohoyal lo shos l'achzer etzal sholcho. V'lomar sisi shlichuscho. The shlichus she'eno ruyo l'achzer l'hagid, eino shlichus. So Rashi understands this concept of lochazo shlichus etzal abal, that you have the shlich has to be able to discharge his shlichus and come back and tell the memana, the person who appointed, he discharged the shlichus. But here, if nitak mi shlichus arishin, you've already been cut off from the original shlichus. That's what Rashi says. So what does that really mean? What does the words mean? Oh, it's not so clear. So the Meiri on Daf Chav Dalet, where this Gemara is also found, says chat within Rashi, Gedol HaRabbonim, means as follows. It's a given. You cannot be a shliach laholacha and a shliach lekabbalah at the exact same time. What do you do over here? you are in a situation where you suddenly will be called last time, change hats. You were a shliach le'alacha and you become a shliach le'kabbalah. This is an important change, because this particular change of status from shliach le'alacha to shliach le'kabbalah is extremely beneficial, because the fact that you change your status actively overcomes the problem of pligitach megabe karka, that you didn't do anything. You did something. What did you do? You didn't do anything physically. You didn't actually take a piece of paper and hand it over. You made a patch on the table. I hereby am transferring my status from shliach le'alacha to shliach le'kabbalah, and that itself is considered an esinus haget. That change itself is considered to be an esinus haget. Fine? Wonderful. Now the question then becomes, indeed, is this a valid get or not? Here's the question. The question is, as I tried to phrase it last time, when I make someone into a shliach le'alacha, and the shliach le'alacha will discharge his shlichus by becoming a shliach le'kabbalah, the question is as follows. Must the shliach le'alacha be my shliach until he completes the nesina? Now listen, we're talking here conceptually. Ad v'ad v'chlal or ad v'lo ad v'chlal. In other words, should we say that at this very moment that the shliach le'alacha is discharging his obligation, at that split second that he discharges his obligation by becoming a shliach le'kabbalah, oh, at that split second he no longer needs to be a shliach le'alacha. Two separate and discrete periods of time. Is a shliach le'alacha tkufa followed immediately by shliach le'kabbalah tkufa. So is he ever wearing both hats at the same time? No. So that would be good. That's the side that holds. There's something here in the Gemara. That's the side that holds. And there's no problem of lo chazu shlichus etzel abal. Why? He completes his shlichus abal. At that same split second that he completes it, starts a new tkufa when he serves a shliach le'kabbalah of the isha. Fine. The two are very, very close neighbors. Right? They're not simultaneous. However, the other tzad holds, so the Mirik points out, you have to be a shliach le'alacha, quote, b'shah shekiyem ha'shlichus. It's the lashon of the Mirik. That means you have to be a shliach le'alacha, not only ad v'lo ad b'chlal, but ad v'ad b'chlal. Even at the very moment that you're mekayim b'shlichus. Oh, now you run into a terrible conflict of interest. So you have to serve as a shliach le'alacha and a shliach le'kabbalah at the same exact time. This cannot be. Impossible. Can't be. Fine. This is the Meiri's understanding, as later Achronim explained. And he says it within Shitas Rashi. Fine. This is the first interpretation into this new concept here of Lochos v'shlichus Eitzel Haba. Right? Makes perfect sense. Gevaldik. However, this being the case, if this is true, lo chaz or shlichus etzel habal, that then what we call shlichus of kol haTorah kula. It applies in all areas of shlichus. Why not? However, there's a ritva. The ritva quotes it in Chavdal, quotes a parish which maintains that the chesaron of lo chaz or shlichus etzel habal is pligitach me'agabe karka. In other words, in other shlichios, the mere fact that I convert my status from shliach le'alacha to shliach le'kabbalah is fine. Apparently, they're of the opinion that's ad v'lo ad b'chlal, as we spoke about earlier. Only when it comes to a get, is there a problem. A unique problem to get. What's unique to get? With a get, you have to have an asina, a nas and b'yada. And according to this opinion, which the Ritva expresses, nafchav dalit, the conversion of the person from a shliach le'alacha to a shliach le'kabbalah in and of itself is not sufficient to constitute a nesina, and therefore it's in effect kli gitach me'agabe karka. Now, there could be a number of nafkaminas between these interpretations, between Rashi and the Meiri on one hand and the Ritva on the other hand. Number one, as I mentioned already, is this chesaron applied to kol haTorah kula, or is it limited to get? Number two, this shliach is doing his job, converting himself from shliach halacha to shliach kabbalah. Whether it's good or no good at that moment is a big question. But at the end, he decides he's not going to keep the get in his files. Ultimately, the get is going to go into the woman's files. So at the end of the day, he gives the get over to the woman. The question is that good or no good? Oh. So the question is, what about Shitas HaRitva, the Pashtas? According to Shitas HaRitva, Lechora, it's no good. Lechora, it's no good. Why? Because he only represents the Pashtas, the Baal, until the moment of his conversion, if you will, from Shliach Halacha to Shliach LeKabbalah. At that point, he changes hats. He now becomes a Shliach LeKabbalah. And if there's something wrong with it, namely, that there's a chesaron of the Gita Magabe Kaka, well, it's just too bad. It's just too bad. He can no longer pick up the get and give it to the wife in the hand. He's already no longer considered Shliach Lalacha. He's ended his commission of Shliach Lalacha. I, Rabbeinu Shalalam, but if you need a Nesina, there's no Nesina, he hasn't discharged his Shlichus properly. What do you mean? He's no longer a Shliach. So the presupposition of this Ritva's Chalachorah is that a Shliach can be Mevatel his own Shlichus. There's a Machlokas in the Poskim. The Beis Meir says you can't do it. But apparently the Ritva, at least at this stage, seems to be saying that the Shliach can be Mevatel his own status of Shlichus. I'm a Shliach Halacha. No more. I don't want to be a Shliach anymore. That's what's happening over here. He has done something which he's Mevatel his own Shlichus. That seems to be the understanding of the Ritva. Come back in a minute to what the Ritva is over here now. We'll come back in a minute. Whereas according to Shitas Rashi and the Meiri who explains Rashi, and Ronan who explain the Meiri, we can suggest that no, that a person cannot be Mevatel his own status of a Shliach. It can't happen. No such thing. So what happens? What happens in the case of the Chazor Shlichus Etzel HaBaal? As we explained before, the Chazor Shlichus Etzel HaBaal means that the person, what did he do? The person, in fact, converted, if you will, from Shliach Lalacha to Shliach LeKabbalah, and by doing so, he was in effect Mekayem Shlichus. It was in effect Mekayim and Shlichus. Not Mevatel and Shlichus. He was Mekayim and Shlichus. And when Rashi says, over here, let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi we started off with this before. L'chaz ha-shlichus etz la-baal. Shlich she-chaz ha-venas ha-shlich le-mishin ha-shtalach lo nitik mi-shlichus ha-rishin ad shlo hoya lo shos lach ve-etz la-sholchol. So perhaps we have to reread the Rashi to mean that Nitak means assuming you did it properly, assuming we passed that it's good. In other words, the only way it can be Nitak from the Shlichus we're suggesting, according to this interpretation, is that you satisfactorily and successfully fulfill your Shlichus. That's not called Bitla Shlichus, it's called Kiyuma Shlichus. So therefore, we pass him. Lo chaz v'shlichus etzel abal. In ad v'ad v'chlal, if we'll assume that it's impossible for a person to be mevatel his own status as a shliach, what's going to emerge? What's going to emerge is that the status of shliach halacha still remains upon the individual, and therefore, although the woman is not megureshes when he makes the official conversion, if you will, from shliach halacha to shliach v'kabbalah, as a result of that, her not being divorced at that moment, the conversion is bottled. Not a good conversion. And therefore, he's still treated halakhically as a shliach la'olokha. You cannot even mevatel that status for a suv. The only way you can get out of the status is by fulfilling the shlichus. But here, if you pass in lochazer to labals is no good, then you haven't fulfilled it properly. So then your conversion is not a conversion. So you're still a shliach la'olokha. And therefore, if you give the get to the hands of the woman herself directly later on, it would be valid. It would be valid. So these two additional nakudas, namely, aside from the, we said that there's a distinction between Ritva and Rashi, whether it applies to Kol HaTorah Kula, that's clear. But the other two, which may be related, are these two questions related to one another. Number one, whether the woman is Mugureshes later on when the get reaches her hands. Point to the Ritva, clearly not. It's called Tligita Vagabe Karka. And number two, what is Bitla Shlichus? The Ritva seems to say yes, it's Bitla Shlichus. And therefore you have you are no longer Shlich Lalach, even though you haven't satisfactorily completed your Shlichus Lalach, because you canceled your own status. Whereas according to Shitas Rashi, the only time you quote Nita from Shlichus Lalach is if you're Mekayan the Shlich, not if you're Mevatel, you can't be Mevatel. That's what we suggested. Now, one final nakuda over here, we pointed out that the Ritva himself, see this, when I use the word Ritva, I have to be careful over here. There is no Ritva. There is no Ritva. There are two Ritvas, but there's no Ritva. That's how it is. There are two Ritvas, but there's no Ritva. What's printed in the Chidush Ritva is divided into two parts. They call the Chidush Amik Savyad and the Chidush Rabbeinu Kreskes. So, what I said to you now, Pshat, until now, is within the Chidush Rabbeinu Kreskes. Okay, he says that would fit in perfectly. But in the Chidush Amik Savyad, there's a change between Chav Dalet and Samach Gimel. Namely, in Chav Dalet he says what I just said until now, that the Chason is Begitah Megabe Karka. But in Samach Gimel, he starts talking Rashi's language. Starts talking about a Chason in Kol HaTorah Kula. This being the case, we can make the following suggestion. That the Olam, we'll call Ksachiyad, I don't know name to give him. The Chidush Miksav Yad holds that you cannot be Mevatel Yishlichus. And therefore, you learn spread over here in our Sugi like Rashi. Because in our Sugi, we're talking about a case of a single individual who's a third party who converts from Shlich Alacha to Shlich LeKabbalah. And we're saying you cannot eliminate the status of Shlich Alacha. You can't do it because it's just impossible. That's our Gemara in Samach Gimel. But the Gemara Chavdal is talking about the woman herself. The Isha Miskareshes, when she is given a status of Shlich Lalacha for a period of time, she can certainly, we are assuming now, eliminate that status of Shlichus Lalacha, because she has a more overriding status, namely the Isha Miskareshes. So therefore, the Chidushim Savyad says that the Pshah which he gave back on Chav Gimel is limited to a case where the Gemara has this expression of Lachaz or Shlichus Etzel Abam, with respect to the woman herself. There, she can be Mevatel Shlichus by saying, listen, I'm the woman getting divorced over here. I don't be a Shlich anymore. That you can do. But a private citizen who's not related to the issue at hand, just a third party, who has made a Shlich Lo'olacha, he cannot undermine his own status, even if he wants to become a Shlich LeKabbalah. He can only become a Shlich LeKabbalah if he discharges his mission. And that again is dependent upon this shaila, but Advad Bechlal, as we said earlier. Ad Khan, the sugi here of Lochos or Shlichos Etel Abal. Yes,
Alish. Should there be a difference between the Isha
and the third? Oh, come on. Intuitively, you should be able to understand that. In other words, if I'm a private citizen, I become a Shlich Lalach. I also decide I want to be battle that status. Who are you? You can't be battle the status. Who are you? You're nobody.
Who is she?
She is the one who's getting divorced. She has a much more important status. She volunteered to accept upon herself an additional status of Shlich Lalacha. It stands to reason she can decide, hey, I want to go back to my natural status. My natural status is Isha Miskaresh. Okay, that's what I think Pshat is over here. Doesn't make a difference, but she can still get out of her status of Shlich Lalacha by saying, I just want to be a plain, ordinary divorced woman. No, because there's a difference.
Each one wants to return to their
earlier status quo. Still a difference. A person can have a mevatel shlichus because once you accept upon yourself, you have to either discharge it or you are shlich for life. For life. Okay? But in the case of that's only a third party. But one of the parties to the case itself, such as the woman who's miscarriages, you wouldn't say that. You say she has the ability to just drop out of the shtich halacha status, and she becomes an interested party, is actually becoming divorced. That's what I thought. You don't like it? No problem. Shehol Kameinu Kweskis. I'm going to say I'm trying to tradition because I've got it. Look in the ritual, you'll see. Rabbosai. The next sugya is a very important sugya, which really does happen in the Maisa, and that is the sugya of Osu Edim Shlichusa. Those are the three words that the Gemara gives in the Nafata, Tafata case. Osu Edim Shlichusa. Right over here towards the bottom of that Samach Gimel Amid Beis. Okay? And the question is, when do we apply this principle? In Nafata, Tafata, the Gemara says, what can Osu Edim Shlichusa? He must be joking, the Gemara says. He told the Ksovu, Chatzpa Vavala. It's a Chatzpa Vialma. It's a charred. It's worthless. Because they wrote the wrong name. The wrong name. The Gemara is talking about Ovas. The get is lost. Also, Edim Shlichusim. So he asks the Kasha, what do you mean? I told you Kitzu V'Anchua B'Kisaychu. The Gemara says, yeah, Kosin and Osin, and I feel the Me'apamim. So the Chor, the whole Sukh is only a Havamina. Well, not so fast. Tosa says, Kosov and Osman, if you love Kufamim, Nira Lari, Hechad lo never aget, Elashim Mesu Pokimbo, Im Nasa Katikun, Im Lav, De Ein Lasos Acher, Shari Osu Shlichus and Mukoshim, Lefichak Tobu Lamed Es Habal, Shi Yitzav Lasos Kamosha Yirtu, Ache Yetu Min Asofek. Here's what is a very, very important Tosa. This is what Tosa says. Now, Tosis just talks about the case of Mesu Pokimbo, Im Nasa Ketikun Im Lav. They don't give any details of what they're talking about. Mesu Pokimbo. Mesu Pokimbo. You get the impression that it's even referring to a case of Sveika Doraisa, where you pass in Sveika Doraisa Lechumra, and presumably Lechumra with Doraisa, according to the Rashi, even according to the Rambam, we spoke about it, even Get Vadai. Nonetheless, you may not write a second guess. Why? Everyone knows the rules of the Raisa L'chum. So presumably the answer is, sure, we have to be knowing Halacha L'maisa Sveika D'Raisa L'chum. But Klape Shmaya, in other words, objectively, in a world which we don't have the full access to, maybe the get is really a kosher get. If the get may really be a kosher get, so then maybe we should argue the possibility exists that Asu Shlichusa. That's a simple reading of our Tosis. However, the Torah is given, quoted by the Pesach Tshuva, Simon Kuf Chav Beis, Sifkot and Hay, makes a very nice distinction. It's as follows. Look, we have to live in a real world, and our real world is not limited to Dinim D'Oraisa. Our real world includes all kinds of Dinim. Now, our real world says that if you have a situation of Sveika D'Oraisa with respect to a get, the Rabbanim are soon going to tell you this get is not usable. Let's say this, for example, is a teiku in the Gemara. A teiku in the Gemara. So the bottom line is that for all generations, this get cannot be used. So you cannot say, Asu Edim Shlichusa. This is a quotation. Vadai Sopik Shenichu Achachme Ashas Besopik Usopik Lechol Ador, Lechol Adoros, I should really add. Vadai Degorim Ipsul Derabonon. So it's even more chomer than a psul derabanan, because the ma'aseh you can't use it, and you may even run afoul of a shadow of a d'oraisa. Masha enkein sofek shurak sofek lechochum shabeir shein sofek hasofek kol kol ador havei sofek chesar in yediyo dimu sofek lezeh efshe shalchochum kagadol mimenu ho yeh sofek klal bezeh arminon ta'asu edim Shlichusan, okay, nearly borrowed. Torah's given. So when Tosa suggests that also Edim Shlichusan by the suffix is only a suffix of a local Orthodox rabbi, then we suggest also Edim Shlichusan. But in the case of a suffix in the Gemara for all generations, then we wouldn't say it. You were wondering, what about a suffix Ladino which is found in Shulchan Aruch, which is not based upon the Gemara? Just all the Poskim don't know the answer. None of the, even the Gedolei Poskim, even the Mechaber Ramah don't know the answer. But we were wondering about that. It's only limited to a suffix in Shas, which can never be resolved until the Bez Nagadol will reappear. Or does it apply even to a question which is unresolved by the Gedolei Poskim, Mechaber Ramah, and other Nosei Kalim, which although we cannot determine its finality, but over centuries, the halachic process can develop, quote-unquote, and there could be a consensus later years, that such a get would be definitely kosher, definitely possible. That's the case of Yisrael. So we weren't sure about that particular nakuda. But this is what the Torah's Gittin explains, but don't take Tosis so literally that every single suffix we should say also shlichusa. No, it's only a suffix which is a local suffix, which the rabbi doesn't know, so maybe some other rebels say is definitely good. But a suffix which is a Ibaya and Shas, which is unresolved, that's in effect low also shlichusa, because the bottom line cannot be used and can never be used, not this generation, not next generation, never ever. So therefore, low also shlichusa. Yes, Ali.
Why can't this say
that Nefach is possible, therefore, not just the way the Torah is saying that it has to be knowing the place of the Maaseh, say more than that, it's Nefach is possible. Maybe you're right. Maybe. So the assumption over here, Abosai, is that a psul de Rabbanon, a real psul de Rabbanon, we would say that lo asu shlichusa. That's what we're assuming. That psul de Rabbanon, lo asu shlichusa. Who says so? The Beis Yosef says so. The Rambam says so. The Rambam says so. What about the Lashon of the Rosh? Let's take a look at both together. Please turn to the Rosh and Simon Vov. Okay. Right. Please, if you don't want, I want to show you the Lashon of the Rosh and Simon Vov. These things really happen. The Rosh is as follows, towards the end of Simon Vav. Middle of Simon Vav. The Yom lo never again, lo never. Umesupakim ilu kosher im lav, mikamra chumres shenogu lahachmir, ve'en lem shoresh vika min ha-Torah, hare osu eidem shlichuson, imu kosher. Okay. He gives the example of Kama Chumris Shenagu Lahachmir. Venom Shorash Vika Menatorah. So the Beis Yosef, don't misunderstand this to mean that the Chumris Gemurah Terabonim, Pasul Terabonim, as though Ikim Bidoraisim. That's not what it means, the Rosh. Ikim Menatorah includes absolute Sulam Medina de Gemara Terabonim. He's only referring to a case with a certain Chumris. You know, we have so many Chumris thrown upon us, which are not Medina de Gemara, it's not just Tama Chumra B'Alma. Then we say, Asu Eidim. That's what we assume that's the correct title of the Rosh. Now, so psul derabanan proper, we assume that it's lo also shlichusa. Good. Now we have the case of Nevad. Right? We have the case of Nevad. So the Gemara seems to say that Nevad is also, we say, lo also shlichusa. So the Gemara seems to see in the Maskana. The Gemara started off not that way, but the Gemara says at the end, the Gemara says, oh, the Gemara suggests, I'm a rabbi, if Nevad or Ovad, also shlichus, Maske Flora of Nachman, Mikomar, Kisu Vanchu Bekisaychu, so the answer is Kosev and also is even in the case of Nevad. The problem is the Rambam omitted Nevad, never said it explicitly. Never said it explicitly. But some say he really did say it. Where did he say it? Well, he didn't quite say it the Farish, but he said, Achyagiel Liyodom, which implies that never you can write the get again. However, the Lecha Mishnah says, excuse me, the Kesser Mishnah says, it's derived a Kalma Chomer from Nipsal. Ramam says that it's possible Rabbanan, you can write a second get. How much more so if it's Nevad. Either Gemara suggested the reverse. Right? We pass the Kavach Nachman, that's the Kavach Chomer. Why? How does that work? So the Lecha Mishnah adds a word of explanation. In other words, if you say like the original Sugi in the Gemara, only if it's a Chaspa B'Alma, do we say the Vasuayim Mishluchusam, Absur Batal Midoraisa? So we can argue that if they didn't do anything, they wrote a Chaspa. But if it got lost, you cannot write. That's exactly what Rabba said. Ashlichusa means that they made a get which is kosher midaraisa. But if they wrote a get which is posel or nevad, or posel rabbanon or nevad, also shlichusa. But once we say that if it's posel, it's lo asu shlichu. So even though it's only the rabbanon, what do we see? Don't talk to me theoretics. Talk to me lemaisa. Lemaisa. You want a get? Can I be delivered? So we suggest that the get cannot be delivered lo asu shlichu. So too, depends upon the maisa. If it got lost, kavachomer. They didn't do anything with the maisa. Madach if they gave the get, which is possible with the rabbanon. So on the rishonical level, she really is divorced. We still say she cannot remarry. So therefore, they didn't fulfill the shlichus yet. How much more so if they wrote a perfectly kashka, but it got lost in the shuffle, never given to her? Certainly, lo asu shlichusam. That's what he suggests. So this is the initial sugya in the Gemara about asu edim shlichusam. That's the Gemara. Fine. So what do we do to get out of this? That's the problem. So the Rosh gave us an eight how to get out of it. How do you avoid the problem of asu shlichusam? What does it say? It gives you an answer. Yom ha'abal ha'stof ha'leidim shidichtav ha'drachtam ha'chi ha'get kosher l'daitam v'li shum safek u'pikpuk. Okay? That's what they write. And that's what's traditionally done these days. Tell them to write a mini shlichus, to write a get until there's no pikpuk at all, and they even add the das harav. Right, so the, I'll show you the Mordechai in a minute. The das harav. That's how it's quoted the halacha and Shulchan Aruch. The das harav shabir belishim pikpuk. This is in Siman Kuf Chav Beis Sif Aleph. This starts a whole interesting question over here, which the Pesach Shuvah brings up over here in Siman Katan Beis. Unbelievable. The get pashut quoted by the Torah's Gittin seems to say that im nasnu a get shu possible the rabbanon shall get bottle midoraisa. So I time my meaning should possible the rabbanon lo asu shlichusa v'havi kilu nichtav shalom b'shlichus shaget bottle midoraisa. Wow! So what the get pashut said is something amazing. That if I myself, no intermediaries involved, I myself deliver to my wife a get which is possible the rabbanon. Myself, I do it myself. I write the b'ksav yadi. That's one of the gimel gittin. I write a get b'ksav yado. I give it to my wife. So it's possible the rabbanon. So good. This get is kosher with the rice and possible the rabbanon. And this is lo teitze. The Gemara's lashon the Mishnah and Peivah. But the moment I introduce others in the execution of this get, I run into the following situation. These others who did the get, I want them to write me a perfectly kosher get. They wrote me a get which is possible with the rabbanon. So if I knew that they would write me a get which is possible with the rabbanon, I never would have appointed them. They didn't discharge my the mission as I asked them to do it. So now we're going to come up with a wild suggestion. I just get his bottle midoraisa. So right to get pushed, and we found this in Siman Kuf Chav Zayin, and this is Kodin Vav. To get pushed makes that suggestion. So the Torah's Gittin takes the suggestion, builds it up, and knocks it down. How does he build it up? The Pesach Shiva quotes, Rav Torah's Gittin, Kosev Olav, לפי דבריו, אמר כפי הנוסח הנוג, פעיינו, עד שיהיה כושר, בלי שום פיקפוק, לדעס הרב, זאת אומרת, הוא היה איזה פיקפוק בגיר שבו, הוא גם כן בוטל מדורייסו, וואי! So the minute of any little pickpock in the world, it's going to be bottled with the rice in the same way, suggests the Torah's Gittin. And then, of course, he knocks it down. That's crazy. Chas Shalom to say such a thing. V'yev Shalom HaKein. We never heard such a thing before. So in order to get out of it, it's no, to get pushed, made a mistake. V'amina de kavonas ha'bal hoya shalol asos m'shluchim klal k'shiyichtiv u'get pasul. Chas v'shalom. Shrak d'amina shebevadei kavonas ha'bal hoya shiyu shluchim tamid v'yu tamid ka'bal at shiagia get kosher liyado v'nimsa shel all of them v'omidim b'mokom ha'bal heng shekosul v'nosnu ha'get ha'posul. So what does he mean? What is he saying over here, the Torah's given? That the language that's employed here in the Shulchan Aruch, Achi Kosher, Ladas, Arab, Belishim, Pickbook, does not mean to say that the minute, that does not mean to say if they give a get which has a pickbook, they're not considered included in the shlichus. Chas v'sholem. That would make it a small little narish kai psul to be a psul d'oraisa chas v'sholem. That's not what he means. All he means is to say, listen, I know there's an issue over here of also Edim Shlichusa, but I'm telling you, the only time they should be in the category of also Edim Shlichusa is when they want to get Belishan Pikpuk. That's what I'm saying. So after the Gebelishan Pikpuk is given over, then it's also Shlichusa, but implying, much more importantly for our purposes, that if the get is not touched the Belishan Pikpuk, then they are still considered the Shluchim of the Baal. But if they give over a get which has a pikpuk, that get is a valid get. They're included in that shtick. They can maybe write another get. Okay? But the original get is valid and takes care of the issues on the level of Doraisa. That's a very important issue. A very important issue. We assume it is a correct issue. The Torah's given, we assume, is absolutely correct. What about the get pashut? What was he thinking? What was the get pashut thinking? What was he thinking? So the answer, I believe, is he never meant to say the words that Torah's getting put in his mouth. Torah's getting put in his mouth that if you, the same way that I get the Rabban, he says, no good with the rice, so too, if the get is has some kind of psul bi'alma, we also say it's no good with the rice. He never meant that. He never meant that. What he meant was as follows, perhaps. If the get is no good mamish midirabonon, and there's no marriage possible based on this get, so that kind of a case, what good does the get do? It doesn't do any good. It doesn't achieve it. It doesn't accomplish anything. So you can use an expression which the Gemara has elsewhere. I made you a get for her to achieve something for me, to write a get which is kosher, so she can now remarry and we'll sever the relationship. Fine. But over here, we're writing a get which is possible. Midirabbanon, a regular bona fide psul midirabbanon. So then, if the get is doesn't do anything, never, right? On the level of the right, so you're divorced. The other one, you're not divorced. You're neither here nor there. You're no man's, and you're in limbo. So that's loopsy. That's why that get would be no good. Maybe even a level of the raisa if some other parties involved with the Torah shalichu. However, if you write a get and the get is kosher, it's kosher midiraisa, it's kosher midirabbanon. And some pickbook, some chumra b'yamo, which applies to the situation. Then we say, look, the person did a good job, and he created the gerushin for me on the level of the raisa. He created the gerushin on the level of the rabbana. So then I wanted to be my shaliach. Can you write another get now? Okay. Because you made a special formulation. But he never meant to exclude him from the shlichus which came before. This is what I thought as a pshat, that the Torah is gittin, built up the get pashut, put words in his mouth and then slug them up, take the words out of his mouth, and the get pashut can, in fact, survive. Okay. Finally, we have the issue over here of the Ramah. Well, the Ramah says in the same sif, it's all kuf chav bei sifal. I think we spoke about that. Avol ma'bal ba'ir ein lismuch al zeh. Yesh l'bal lachzor l'tzavas kol pam le'edim u'l'sofer. Where's this come from? So the poskim introduce a concept, a very important concept, which we cannot discuss exhaustively today, but it's an important concept nonetheless. The concept of Brera. Let's take a look a little bit in the Mordechai to see where this din comes from. Tav Samachay. Actually, Hagos Mordechai. Tav Samachay. That's this page, in my trade, page test. How about yours? Page test? Page test and Mordechai pages, the very bottom of the second column. 2 lines from the bottom. Omeri, 6 lines from the bottom. She told Loma the sofa, the Aden, she yitlu yachtum kachakidun, at she echot, probably kosher, we're missing, with Dasarab. From Rabbi Yosef Kaltzun Omer, the Shema bin Yenzeh Puzzle. The Dami Librera, the Shah get the Shayra and the Yakshanasal Kitikunan, the get the Tolly Vidasa Rav, the Tsarach Lama Hufra Adava Shayomed Ludasa Adava Mishas Ksiva, but on Kaiman the begin name Brera. Miyu Naru Kapir Shri. Despite this, we do it anyway. We're not worried so much about Brera. So the question is, if not, why not? What are they fighting on? Is there Brera? Is there no Brera? What does it depend upon? Is there or isn't there? Is there or isn't there? And what's the chumrah that the Rambam is suggesting? Well, it seems to me the pashut pshat is that the chumrah should be that you should never use this formulation, achi kasha l'dasara. Because then if you hit a home run, which most people do, most get in a kasha the first time around, and the first get is absolutely good, still you run afoul of the problem of rarer potentially according to the Hagos Mordechai. Because since you said, achi kasha l'dasara, even if the first one is kasha l'dasa rav, you still run into a problem of rera, because you didn't know in advance it's going to be kasha l'dasa rav. So therefore, what the Ramah is suggesting is that you should not use this formulation ever of achi kasha l'dasa rav. That's one way to learn. The Torah's Gittin himself says, no, it's not the pshat, it's not really a problem of rera. We'll see soon why. All the Ramah means is that if you write a second get, you should not introduce the svara of Achi Kosha L'Dasarav. The first get, of course, we use the expression of Achi Kosha L'Dasarav. We're not really worried so much about Brera. But when it comes to the second get, suddenly we wake up and worry about Brera. What's between the first get and the second get? So I try to explain to you that it's not real Brera over here, for reasons which we'll see soon. But maybe it looks like Brera, it's a semblance of Brera. So if we only worry about the semblance when the issue comes up, the issue comes up when the get is, first get is possible, then we start to scurry, what did he say, we start looking under the magnifying glass, then it looks like Brera, so on the second appointment we should say straight, I'm appointing you to write a get, and leave out the Das Arab, because all the Ma'arim are going to say, hey, suddenly it's Brera, even though it's really just as much Brera the first time around as the second time around, but yeah, first time it's just going to go through here, it's going to cause a tumult, it looks more like Brera than the first time, that's what the Torah's Gittin seems to say. And I must confess to you, as the Get Pashut himself noted, at the minute Yisrael, they use exactly the same appointment of Achi Kosh Vatsarav, not only the first time around, but even the second time around. the Get Pashut doesn't get it. He says, what do you accomplish over here? If the first meaning was good, so let it be good the way it is now. And if it wasn't, there's a problem of Brera, so how are you making again a Brera problem? The second is exactly verbatim from the first. Meaning, you have to answer. We're not really worried about Brera at all, for reasons we'll discuss. But, just in order to take any shayla away of us, away from Shlichus, or even any shayla Sheba Olam, so we have a new meaning. And the new meaning, we just use exactly the same expression as the first one. Which is done halacha l'mais.
What's the point?
You're going to
go to
the Baal? No, so we're hoping it's not going to become possible. And if the Baal's not around, we will in fact rely upon the first meaning. But if he's around, well, look, can't hurt to get another meaning. In Hilchos Gittin, we always try to do things which can't hurt. You know, get another throw, another chumrah. You find this on a regular basis. Oh. Now the question I want to discuss in brief is really, is it braver or is it not braver? Achi kosh l'dasarav. Yes or no? So the Torah's Gittin says, well, maybe really yes. After all, the Gemara in the Masechta Gittin earlier. The Gemara can be found in the third parak. Sounds very similar. The Gemara on Chof Heim and Beis. Okay. So the Gemara says, Tol Abadas Acheir Isle Brera, this Tanya, Hareini Bo Alayach Amanash Yir Tzahaba. And Rav Shimon says, Rotzah Mekudeshes, Loa Tzaveda Mekudeshes. That means, Bidas Acheirim, Yesh Brera. So what do you see? That whenever something depends upon someone else's consent in a sort of a open-ended and the consent based almost upon a whim, he'll want it, he won't want it, then it depends upon this issue of Brera. No, depends upon the issue of Brera. So wait a minute, the Mordechai is right. Shouldn't we say that if it's a Menashe Yirtzah Harav, it should be exactly the same as a Menashe Yirtzah Abba? No, let it depend upon the child of Brera. So the answer is as follows. We pass in the Shulchan Aruch, and Evan has a similar Lamed Ches, Sif Ches, that a Menashe Yirtzah Abba works. We pass in, when it comes to Doraisas, Ein Brera. So the answer may be The answer may be that it's something that we call omed lehisbare. It's going to definitely come to clarification later on. Whether he says yes or he says no, he's going to say one or the other. So then we paskin yes brera, believe it or not. When do we say that ain brera? When it's not necessarily omed lehisbare. I say the Gemara's case over here, the Shnei Lugin, the famous case. Shnei Lugin Shadi, also the Hafrish. Maybe you won't be Mafrish. Maybe you won't be Mafrish. That's one reason why perhaps it would not depend upon the issue of Brera. One reason. A second reason, which the Torah's Gittin himself gives, is as follows. You don't really mean Amanash Yir Tzaba. No, that would be a really shallow Brera, he says. Before that would be a shallow Brera. He says, we do pass like this Gemara. Why isn't it a shallow Brera in real life? Because the Lashon we said before is Lav Dafka. Because if the Lashon would be Dafka, if we take the Mechaber's Lashon literally, he's saying what? He's making a Mishliach to make a Ksiva Chsima. It's Kosher Ladafka Abolition Pitbook. So if you take that too far, you'll end up with a get with a small little pitbook that's bought with the Raisa. That was exactly the Torah's Gittin's Kasher against the Get Pashut. So what the Torah's Gittin answered? You know, it doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that at all, because this result is unacceptable. So what does it mean? You write as many Gittin as you want. You write as many Gittin as you want. What did they have showing it to the Rav? You want to show it to the Rav? You can show it to the Rav. You don't want to show it to the Rav? You don't even have to show it to the Rav. All you mean by introducing an idea of showing it to the Rav, and this is no pick book, what you're trying to say is that only then, if that happens, can you no longer write a second get. And that the importance of the statement is to allow you to write a second, third, fourth, fifth get. Kol zman, you didn't show it to the Rav, and didn't say it's kosher with the pick book. But if you never showed it to the Rav ever in your whole life, it's still going to be good. So if we don't take the since that's what it means, it's not amanash yir tzaba. If the man marries the woman, I'm not sure it's Abba. He never asks Abba, he's never married. But over here, if you say, you write a get which is kosher, kosher, lishan, pickle, das, arab, and you never show it to the Rav, it's a kosher get. Right, the Torah's get. So therefore, it's nothing to do with Brera, Meikir, Adim. It's only a chumra b'yalma. In this context, the get Pashut had a lengthy discussion, which I'm just going to make a quick reference to, because it's not really a time to go into it at length. Here's a famous dinner that we call Rav Misharshia. What did Rav Misharshia say? We're going to try to talk up a little bit maybe more to get to Ayin Gimel. Rav Misharshia talks about the case of a get which is called Shoachas Kona Misasa. Shoachas Kona Misasa is also, looks like it depends upon Brera's Rav Misharshia. Why? Because at the moment that the get is effective, you didn't know it was effective. Why didn't you know? How do you know it was going to die a minute later? You know how long it's going to live. That's considered here in Al Gemara to depend upon the Shaila, the famous Shas wide Shaila of Brera. You're going to get stuck in a case of a get. According to some poskim, it comes out of a get Shchimera. It's Chal Shoachas Kodem Misoso. That it is good. That it is good. So this leads to get Pasha to say that apparently we don't pass the Grav Mishashia. We don't accept the Halacha. Indeed, the idea of Shoachas Kodem Misoso is a soful isbara. We mentioned that expression before. And a minute from now, you'll know whether this is the last minute before his life or not. You know, just let the clock run. So therefore, it could be Rav Mishash is also rejected, and that's why our situation does not depend upon bravery. It's no gel lemaisa. Can a person, for example, write a shtar matana to be chal Shoachas Kodem Misoso? So many people say no. The Mefurash Gemara depends upon bravery. Others say yes. The Maskara, Ladina, it does not depend upon prayer for whatever reason. Yes, Ali. What does that mean? No. Actually, no. That's the same thing.
You can write 4 or 5, whatever you want to write, and then give one of them to the wife.
That's not fair. No, I don't think that's fair.
Why not?
Because it is.
Why is anything you checking up the wrong?
No. If I tell you to do something, do this, I tell you to do it. And you decide I'm going to do it, then I'll do it on my right foot, do it on my left foot, do it in Go by train, go by car. I just say, well, it doesn't mean anything. I just made you a shtetl. Do it. You did it. Done. It's only by depending upon some outside part has been said where the query comes in. Yes? Again, without going into the pratim, the Ran says that the we paskin ain brera, what we call there's no retroactive clarification, only in the case where there may, at the moment that we need the clarification, we could say we may never get it. Because we may never get it, even though we ultimately do get it, we cannot work retroactively. But if you know in advance we're going to get it, there's no question we're going to get the retroactive, we're going to get the clarification later on, and no doubt about it, then perhaps we paskin, it works even retroactively. That's what the Ran talks about now in his daf in the third paragraph. He denies it. Rabashashi says it's not true. Rabashashi says even if it's going to be clear, even if you know for a fact that it's going to be clarified later on, it's no good. Because right now it's not clarified. Now we don't know. There's no retroactive clarification. Even if you knew in advance, it's going to be clarified. But we don't pass like Rabashashi perhaps in that kind of a case. That's what the Gepusha says, Bekitzer. Okay. With this, Rabbi said, we have the second part of today's Shia, which is going to be focused on the very world famous Sugya of Shlish. Which can we talk about? Okay. Yeah, right. Even the das ben Asher to Abba is going to be is a good kiddushin. The first of Shulchanoch Ebenez. So here too, I'm an Asher. Rav will say kosher, Rav will say posel. He's going to say one way or the other. So that's his bar for sure. As opposed to Shnei Lugin Shani Osa the Hafrish. Have you opened the Hafrish anything? What? You asked a good kash. It's the same kash over here. I'm an Asher to Abba. Well, you asked, who's going to ask Abba?
It's
still, apparently, that's considered to be good enough to be considered an automatic ability to be Mizbar at the end, even though you may not ask him. It's a good question. It's not a good question. How does Iran say over here that this kind of I'm an Asher to Abba is good because us is Mizbar, and you won't ask her of it all? I don't know. That sounds like a good question to me. Believe that, I'll try to look it up and come up with an answer. When we get to Ayin Gimel, try to talk about it again a little bit. That's really going to get to us. Here's sort of just the next sugya, the sugya of Shlish, we're going to go over lightly, Rabosai. Because we discussed so many complications, it will be impossible to chaz it over in the time allotted to us. Let's go over it a little bit lightly. So the famous machlokas here and Av Samach Dalal Amin Aleph Itma Balama Lepikodan Shlisham LeGerushin Minem Afuna Omer Bal Neman Afchistam Shlish Neman Afuna Omer Bal Neman Diim Isa De LeGerushin Yahavei Nihalei LeDido Ave Yahavei Lo Nihalo Afchistam Af Shlish Neman Deha Hemne Deha Hemne. Fine. So machlokas. So before I go any further, Tosis jumps to the kasha. Tosis here of Samar Dal and Malaf on the top has a kasha, a very basic kasha. We notice it's a takana before a nichta before a nechta. And what's the purpose of that takana? So the Baal should be able to be ma'al later on. That's a sugar back on that base. The Baal should come later on and say, oh, this is the Shema, it's Mesuyev. So prevent any possibility of Iru HaBaal. They preempt him. We made a takana before a nichta before a nechta. Very nice. In fact, Tosis, what do you gain by it? Quant Rafuna, the Bach of Mila Ara, and say, Lipikot, and he's believed. So, within his grasp to kill the guy anyway. So, Tosis starts off by answering, no. Lo Mehem and Elabish Shlushdan Be'ir, the Shayach High Time of the Lido Havayavlo. Right? But if they're in a different city, then Rafuna wouldn't say what he said. So, before the Nechla works, when they're in a different city. There, Afuna never said anything. And the Funa Nechtav works. You already pointed out that somebody said, I forgot now who, not in the same city, in the same chotzer, the same yard. Otherwise, if one is in Staten Island, one is in Riverdale, so you could say, he gave it to the shliach, he's one of the schlep an hour plus each way by car. Rabbi said, before I go any further, this is the minig, which is told you, Rabbi Zal told me about that. Again, based upon what the Rambam said, that we should try to avoid a get by Yedei Shaliach in a case in which the husband and the wife are in the same city. So we try to see to it that the when the husband when the authorizes the get, they don't want to see each other. Husband authorizes the get and the appoints a shliach to give it to his wife. He should, when I say cross the George Washington Bridge, as Rav Dov Zal asked me, the husband crossed the George Washington Bridge, so therefore there should be no possibility of any irurim, because if it's not in the same city, Evan agrees that the Baal cannot say le pikodim. Otherwise, if he's in the same city, it's a machlokas amaroim, a machlokas yishonim out of Pascha, a machlokas who'd ask Shulchan Aruch, and it's better to try to avoid that whole scenario. Okay, let's just for beginners. Perfect Tosfos Akasha, what are you saying? No, on the Vav is a day which maintains you have to have before an echad, before an echdam, even within the same city. So the arsa shchunu l'shchuna. So ma'alila chametak on us, and the guy can always kill it by saying the pikodah, according to Rav Huna. Tosfos gave two answers. Hold like a chizda. Balabatish be balabatish. The Vav is holding like a chizda. Or in a similar vein, Tosfos gets out by saying, talking about a case where the Baal said kisvutnu, b'halach l'dako. He's not there anymore. He's not there. So you can't apply the principle. He would have given it to her in the hand. He wasn't there at the time. Okay? So in fact, he's out of town, even though he started off in town. Adkan Tosfos. Tosfos is Gans Balabatish. It's the Ran that gives a number of other answers which are of great interest. So let's just look at the Ran, if you don't mind. See how he answers. I think he gives three other answers, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, I've all said. This is on page 58. The Ran says, it's to be master of Huna. Quote him on Avav. I feel it be shkuna l'shkuna. Shochan b'fan anechta b'fan anechta. Look at his first terrace. First terrace is interesting. Lav the osi ba'al ma'arav amal epikodon t'lo mashkechin in bay. The vayler of Huna ne'eman ena chinami. The ba'al would be believed to be ma'arav and to kill the get. Elo the keva the tikkun rabbon amal b'fan anechta b'fan anechta. Lo plug b'chomokom sh'neidem etzuyim. But the unfortunate fact is, although the whole original takana was to prevent the Baal from making an eruv, and if they're in the same city, the Baal's eruv will in fact be affected. Nonetheless, the Chazal matakan below plug say befunded before an echad. We'll hope and pray that the Baal will not be an error. Terrace number one. Terrace number two. Inami. The Chiyomer Rav Hunan Baal Neman Dafka B'Shliach Kabbalah Dika Reyusa the Kevin Shiyodo Ki Yodo L'Dido Hava Masale. Why not give it directly to the woman? So that's called the Emisa. Hava B'Shliach Olocha Leka Reyusa Shilo Rotsa Lim Salosha Tiskaris Miyah. This is a critical terrace in the Ran. The Ran is suggesting at the whole time that Rav Huna said the Baal is Nema is only by Shliach LeKabbalah because the Reyesa exists. But the Kabbalah of Shliach LeHalacha, Rav Huna never said a word. Everyone agrees that the Shliach is believed. Because there's no Din Isa. It's against the Rif at one point, but this is what the Ran says in his Inami. Very important Isa. Inami, third and final. Very simple. A shliach lekabbalah is an imisa. If you and the shliach and the wife are all in the same yard, the claim is made. You gave it to the woman for b'toras shliach lekabbalah. You gave it to the shliach lekabbalah b'toras gerushin. It's a very implausible claim that I wanted to divorce my wife and I'm here and she's here and he's everyone's in the same room. So why would I give it to the shliach lekabbalah? I must give it to the wife. This lends credence to the era of the Baal. He never meant to divorce, only because he wanted a divorce, he would have given it right away to her. But Shliach Lo Halacha, he can't say that. The reason he gave the shtickel lacha is he wants to postpone the divorce a bit. Why? I thought he wants to catch a tax break. I don't know, whatever reason he wants, I'm just going to make up that reason for our accountants here. Catch a tax break, so to postpone it a little bit. So that's why this is not so implausible. By the way, we mentioned in Shir that maybe Bizman Hazeh, when there's such incredible hatred between Baal and Isha get divorced, and they refuse to see each other, which is an unfortunate reality in many cases, and you have to go through a shliach even though they're both in the same room, or not the same room, the same building, or the same neighborhood. So maybe that should be enough of a reason why to make the claim of the Gerushin more plausible. He wouldn't say, Emisa, he would have given it to her. He doesn't want to look at her. She doesn't want to look at him. She refused to see him. This crazy sociology of 1999 could have an impact on this halacha. I mean, I haven't seen it in Poskim, but the Chora, I think there's so many cases now where they refuse to see each other. So many. I talk about it in my Shia on Mondays, and even other radical manifestations of present day sociology. Shouldn't even go beyond what I just said, but that'll be then. So therefore, maybe the thing will change. I don't know. I haven't seen any poskim say it, but the Chor makes a lot of sense. Okay. Inami, third and final. The Chikam Ravuna Bal Neman, Dafka Shua Dayan Viyad Shlish. Then the Bal is Neman. Ravuna Achikama. Emisa the Lagerish and Yaveh. Listen to this, a new pshat. Bal Lishlish. If he gave it the Gerushin, not the Baal. The Shlish was given right over to the woman. After all, it was given to the Ger. What's he holding on to it for? So now, Nupsha, based on the new reading of the words of the Gemara, Isa, hold the radical pshat in the words, we're saying the only time that Rav Huna holds the Baal is Neman, that the get is still in the hands of the Shlish. Once it gets into her hands, then the Baal is no longer Neman. So the set of one city, you give it to the meaning to the woman, and sure, the Baal is no longer believed. These are three very important Teirutim. And Iran, more important than Torah. Torah got out of it technically. Iran got out of it. Each one is a whole world. With other things which relate to the, each world has other cousins, which we're not going to go into right now. Okay. Fine. Now I have to turn our attention directly to the Gemara itself. Leave that Tosfos Kasha and Rashi Terutzim. What about Dehohemne? What do the words mean? Dehohemne. Again, we're just focusing on the main parts of the sugya. We're leaving out all the shakla v'tayah we went into last time. Just try to focus on the main thrust of the sugya. What does the word Dehohemne mean? What does it mean? What does the word mean, Dehohemne? The Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Here's the Tosfos, the next Tosfos, Shlish, the very next Tosfos. Ein Lefarish. Start the Ein Lefarish. Ein Lefarish is Rashi. Rashi is Ein Lefarish. Ein Lefarish, the fifth line. The Neman Hashlish Mitam Migu, the boy of it Bei Ma'idik Amar Sheyachol Amosro Leisha Kedepirish Mekudus B'Samuch. Don't say that Rashi's right. Migo doesn't really mean Migo. What does Migo really mean? Biyado. Migo is a claim. Biyado is you could have done it with your own two hands. Migo really means Biyado. Don't say it's based upon Biyado. No, it can't be. Two kashas. What are the two kashas that Tosfos asks? Two kashas. Number one, the Beloshim Migo have no Rabban on the Shlish. Close to Gemara Sanhedrin. That without any Migo, in the case, it's chazli the bezin, he boy kal selam. You can't burn it up. That case in Sanhedrin, there's no biado, and you believed anyway. That's kasha number one. Kasha number two. Biyod he chashiv migu lave poleg ravuna teheicha diika migu mode. How do you know? Because I mean in besamuch umode ravuna di yamra kamei di. Remember that Gemara? That's going a little later on. Umode Ravuna, it's about halfway down the page a little more. We revised it. A little bit further down, what a small dollar is. Yamra Kamoy Didi Ligarish Yavini Ale Mehemna Migu. Woo! The boy Amma, Ledida, Yahweh, Niale. They gave it to her. Migu. See that Migu works? Now, it's strange. This is Migu. It's not really Biyodo, but okay, it's similar. So, maybe you can say it's better. Biyodo may be better than Migu. So you see, beforeish, that Rav Huna agrees that Migu slash Biyodo works. So how can Rashi say that the machlokas is whether that the Hohemne, the Hohemne, a Rav Chisda means Migu Biyodo, and the Rav Huna wouldn't have argued. Those are the two kashas which were Tosafos against Rashi. Okay, over here. The Migu di boy, Rashi di Ramasma me. The Migu di boy, Avi Ovid by Ma'ad Tamar, Nema Nami Alami Rosa. That's what a Rashi is. Okay. So how do we answer Rashi? Rashi Chas Hashem shouldn't be a toyer. So it's a third kash against Rashi. I'm going to throw out all the three kashas. The Rashi's kash. The Rashi's really the Kiddushin. He has the kash as follows. Right. Exactly. And one could have given that answer, the distinction between Migu and Biyodo. But the question is which is better and which is worse. If Migu works, the Rashba, that's why I'm bringing this to Rashba now. The Rashba Biyodo is better than Migu. He brings Urias. So it's not going to work that. Oh, so if Biyodo is better than Migu, better work. No! It's a Gemara in Baba Basra Kuf Lama Dalad. Also cited here in Gittin. That a Baal Sha'ama Girashti is Ishti. The man says he divorced his wife. Maybe she believed in Migu, Biyodo, he couldn't have given her, he can give her right now. Believe him. A whole discussion. Yes, believe, not believe. It's a whole issue. That's the question. So the Rashi, hold on, I'm not finished yet. So the Gemara in Baba Basra Kufla Medal, it seems to say at the end of the Maskonas HaSugya, that in point of fact, the Baal is not completely believed to say Gerashki is Ishti. Zul Chushlo Rimar is an expression. So it's not clear. So the Baal is not believed with the Biyodo in this situation, because it's Dova Shabiyarva, Chaskofe Shasish, whatever the reason may be. So you're not believed. So Frek the Rashba, how can Rashi say over here in our Sugya that the Hohemne, Rav Chis says the Hohemne, and that reason that the Shlish is believed because of Biyodo, but the Gemara Baba Basra Kufla Medala seems to say that it's not true, that the Baal Shama Girashti Sishti is not believed, even though he has a Biyodo Ligarsha. That's in effect the third Kash. So Rashi cannot Chatz V'Sholom be a Torah. Chatz V'Sholom, even think for a half a second, Rashi HaKodesh made a mistake. You can't do that. There must be an answer to Rashi. What are the answers? We have to give three answers. Let's give them one by one. Yes? Right. That's correct. Exactly.
What does that mean? And if Taka, he was only because of any hand before, it's just
clear. Well, slow. You're 100% right. But that the Baal's claiming is because, but the husband, the final word, the final powers in the hands of the Shlisha could give it over to the woman and it's over, and that's it. Come on. But
the Shlisha has to be able to physically give it to her, but he doesn't have to be able to divorce.
Well, but if he gives it to her, then the Baal will no longer be believed. That's the assumption. That's a clear assumption.
Why?
We'll come to that. And let's quickly give the three answers to Shita's Rashi, one at a time. So the answer to the first question, I believe, is as follows. The answer is like this. Remember, Tosis Kasha, the first Kasha, that Lisha Migu Hamnu Rabbanu L'Shlish, is based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara is talking about Dine Mamanus. We're talking here about Gittin. And the Gemara itself draws a distinction here in our daf between Gittin and Mamanus. Shani Mamanus is Yavla Mechila. Without going into all the Pratim, it's possible, this would be the answer to Shita's Rashi. I think first Kasha Tosis was, what do you mean in Amigu? Hamdur Abba Lashvat Amigu. No! That's only when it comes to Dine Mamanus. Dine Mamanus is Yavla Mechila. So you gave it over to your mom and you give it over to the person. Whatever you do, a miracle. comes to Gittin, Rashi would learn that Mechila is either impossible or certainly implausible. We'll get to try to talk about it a little bit later. So that's the answer. That's the answer to the first kasha. The second kasha, Mefurash Gemara, that Rav Huna agrees. Im Amra Kamoy Didi LeGerish Niyaveni Halei Mehem Namigu Diboy Amra Didi LeDido Yaveni Halei Gavalt Mefurash Gemara. The answer is based upon the Torah's Gittin, who says this is not a regular case of Migu. It's better than Migu. What is it called? Hapesha Osar. You know the expression Hapesha Osar, Hapesha Yitter is superior to Migu. It's superior to Migu. And Hapesha Osar means, as the Gemara in Ksubas begins the second parak, Ein Shor Shochot Lefanecha. Interesting expression that the Gemara uses. It means over here, in other words, in the case of Moda Rav Huna, where she could say, look, I got it straight. The game was given to me. No eyebrows would be raised. The average woman who has a get in her hand, we assume it was given to her by the husband. And the husband is not believed to say, the cotton, of course not. So therefore, it's a pesha, also a pesha hitter. Sure, that works. But a straight regular migu wouldn't work. And even the yada, which is better than migu, wouldn't work. A pesha also is of a totally different order. That's what works. That's the answer to this question. Second question. The third question is raised by the Rajbo. So we can say the following answer. Rashi is working with an assumption that our Gemara doesn't hold from that Gemara in Baba Basra. Simple Baba Basra Teretz. Why? He didn't base it on conjecture. Look at our Gemara. Samach Dal and Aleph toward the very, very end. When the Gemara quotes of Yochanan says, Baal Sha'ama Girashti is Ishti Nema. No ands, no ifs, no buts. Now in Baba Basra, Kuflam Adal, there are ands, ifs, and buts. Zamach Leikas, Zulchushla. But our Gemara, the Stam of the Gemara, quoted the Rav Yochanan the Stam, which indicates that perhaps our Gemara at least is fastening that indeed Biyodom is Naaman. So Rashi is explaining our Gemara that Biyodom is Naaman. That's a simple way. Torah's Gittin is a bit of a fancier way. A little bit of a fancier way based upon a call, but let's leave that out. Again, you look it up if you want the Torah's Gittin. This is all Rashi Shita. What's Tosa Shita? No. Tosa Shita says, Shlish Nemadah Hemne, Afilu Omar Abal Shenoslav Efne Eidim, Nikomakom Samachalov, the Zimna de Maisi Eidim, or Aslam Dina Sayyam. Therefore, what does it mean? It means that you believe him, even if he's lying, at the end, Tosa says. Kevin Shemasa Biyodo Al Das Kane Masalo Shiel Gershon, Yom Al Gershon, Afa Pishum Shaker. Even though he's lying, doesn't make a difference. Even though he's lying. Amazing. Even though he's lying. Nope, fetzach the kasha. If this credibility is given over to the shlish with such magnitude that he's believed even if he's lying because I gave him the credibility no matter what, so what does the Gemara mean when it says, the Mister of Huna responds, which is some kind of we'll call it what? An anan sade, at best. It's an anan sade against the svar of Hefne. So what? So what? It's no better than real Edom. As the Rashash points out, from the Rashi also says, that if you believe the guy, even if he's lying, even if you have two Edom against him, it's not going to help. Because you gave him full credibility. You produced two Edom, it's not going to be of any help. So how can an answer be better than Edom? So if we made Rav Chisda so powerful that he's believed, even if he's telling a lie, and we know he's telling a lie, it doesn't matter, so how can there be any Svar Shabiolam to overpower it, according to Rav Huna? So the Torah's Gittin again comes to the rescue and says, it's true. Once the Shlish walks into Bezdin and says, the get is given, and it's given the Shem Gerishin, then there's no stopping it. Even if you produce two enemies of the country, it won't help him one bit. Because he believes that he's Meshachin. But, that's only if he walked into Bezdin and did his thing first. But if you have Edom will come in first, or an Anansada that comes in first, or checks in first, then it can stop his credibility from even beginning. That's the pshat over here. That according to Rav Huna, This Denisa Svara prevents the Nemanus in the first place, because it precedes the statement which the Shalish makes in Bezin. Okay, so we've summarized the opinions of Rashi and Tosfos and answered the various questions. Now, there's one more nakuda in this very sug, which is a bit complex. The Gemara does say, Rav Chis is based upon Hemne, and Rav Huna says the Emisa of the Gerish and Yavani Alei, the Didah of Yavani Alei. So I just assumed a minute ago in our discussion that Rav Huna also assumes Hemne, but the Chiddush, the Svara, of what we call the Emisa for short. What does it mean? The Emisa of the Gerish and Yavani Alei, the Didah of Yavani Alei, overcomes the principle of the Hohem. That's what I assumed until now. That's a Pashup Shat in the Gemara. That's a Pashup Shat in the Gemara, is that way, right? They all hold the Hohem name. But Rav Huna has an overpowering Svar which overcomes it. Fine. That's a Pashup Shat. Question, is it true or not? Is this really true or is it not true? So the Ritva already points out that the Lashon of the Gemara is Mashmah this way. And then after the Torah's Gittin, I mentioned before, fits in with this Nakud. But the Ritva himself, although he, again, it's not the really Ritva, whatever, the Chidushi Ritva print that we have in our Chidushi Ritva says, although the language of the Gemara indicates this, it would be much better with Svara, much more smooth, learning Pshat and Sugya, that Rav Huna denies Hemne. Look, denies Hemne. What do you do with the Lashon of the Gemara of Emisa? So the Chazon Ish has a radical reinterpretation of this Gemara. Emisa doesn't mean a simple pshat, that it's a raya against the Shlish, right? Shlish says the Gerishin, a raya against him. If he would have wanted to divorce his wife, he would have given to get into the wife's hands. After all, they're all in the same town, etc., etc. It's just a new pshat. It's a lamdashavart. What the Gemara means to say, according to the Chazon Ish, is a lamda shavar, which says as follows: Din Isa de Lagerish Nevanei Alei, Lididah Aviyavanei Alei means as follows: that she is the ultimate; she, the woman who's getting divorced, is the ultimate balas hashtar. When the shtar, the get, is in her hands, then all the credibilities that shtar has, the powerful force we described yesterday at the beginning, Hakol Bech Shanas, everything goes into action. But it's precisely the point that Rav Huna is making, that the Shlish does not have the credibility because the Shlish is not the Baal HaShtar. So although the Isha herself would be believed, despite the claim of the husband of the Pikadon, that's only because she's the Baal HaShtar, but according to Rav Huna, the Shlish is not believed because the Shlish is not the Baal HaShtar. In these words, it's a little fancy way to say this Lamdish idea. Then Esau, if you want to have a divorce, you have to give it to the woman herself. She's the Baal HaShtar, she'd be believed. But the man himself is not the Baal HaShtar, because he's only an intermediary, and he's not the Baal HaShtar, so he's not believed. Now, this is important, and I want to discuss this for a minute, the Rashi and the Ran, just briefly, on this sugi. The Rashi asks the kasha like this: what are you the Hohemne for? Just as we know, if the woman had to get in her hands and the Baal of Pikadon would laugh at him, so too, now that the Shlish had to get in his hands, the Baal of Pikadon would laugh at him as well. Answers the Rashba, that you don't apply the principle of, quote, this is his Lashon, Tzvi Soso Mochakas Alav, end quote, to the Shlish. It only applies to the woman. So she's a woman who has tisasa machachas alav, so she has all the full credibility of the shtar, and therefore she's believed automatically, right? In the Hohemne. But the shlish, who does not have the benefit of this extra measure of credibility, so therefore we have to come on, according to Rav Chis, to this new chiddush of the Hohemne. This is the opinion of the Rashba. However, the Ran seems to disagree. If you want to just look for a minute, I'm not going to go into today what we all spoke about Barichus last time, all the fallout from this Machlokas, the Rashi and the Ran. There's a tremendous Nafkaminas Ladina, and then he's Shas Nesugi, etc. Just to show you one little half line over here at the bottom of page 58. The bottom of page 58. The Torah Skinner is one of the points this out, but he found it based upon the Ran, that the Ran seems to be of the assumption that the idea of Tfisa Mochachas Alav, which works for her, works for the Shlish as well. Take a look at Odev Shali, Loma. Loma's following in the end. Start the line. The Kevan Shat Tfisa Shahu, Tapus Beget the Omeid, Mochachas. Right? So Tfisa Mochachas works for him as well. Then, therefore, in the Sapik, the Chadesh Mashin, the Chacha, and we assume everything's going to be kosher, Kadasa Kadin. So the Ran is of the opinion that Tfisasa Mochachas applies to the Shlish. Again, so the advice of the Shlish, we understand to Hohemne, right? That could be Pshat. Hohemne means it's exactly this point. He made the Shlish into the effect of Bala Shtar, and Tfisasa Mochachas Alav. And therefore Rav Huna, who says the Anisa doesn't mean the Chazanish's Pshat, that you're not really about, there's no Tfisasa Mochachas, you're not really about Bala Shtar. To the contrary, it means it's a completely extraneous point, namely, Anan Sade, the traditional term which I said before. So there are two completely different ways of looking at the Sugya, based upon how we understand the Anisa, how we understand whether the Shlish has Tfisasa Mochachas Alav, yes, as the Ran says, or not, as the Rajba says. According to the Ran? Yeah. There is Tfisasa Mochachas, but nonetheless, it's a side chasarim. The side chasarim is, if you would have wanted a divorce, you would have given it directly in the hand. So even though the guy has a Tfisasa Mochachas, but he has a side chasarim, which the woman itself, of course, does not have. Okay. Final point for this morning's chazara is the last piece on this sugya, which is the very famous Gemara, world famous Gemara. We have two lines here. Why? Chazaka shliach osa shlichus. Here we have a machlokas between Tosfos and the Ramban, whether it's Medina or Miknasa. So if it's Miknasa, so then it's just a matter of technicality. Is it Knas here, a Knas there? They made it, they didn't make it. We spoke about it at some length, but that's just technical. Right? Very interesting stories back and forth in Shulchan Aruch and the Beis Shmuel and the Mishnah Tshuva. But again, we're not going to go into that now. Consistent with our approach, is trying to stick to the main highlights, which are the more fundamental points in the sugya. So obviously, the more fundamental point in the sugya is the Shita Ramban, who holds that it's also Medina. So it's also Medina, so the whole series of questions can be raised, and in fact, are raised by the Ran and partly by the Ramban himself. So we take a look over here on page Lamed in the Ran. He has questions against the Lashon of Tosfos. He doesn't like it, the Knas. And then he says, it's a din. The Kach Pirish. The Kol HaNashim Mutaros. I've just two lines under where it says Ramban Zal, which in turn is two lines under where it says Daf Yud Beis, and Dibam Askel Neima, the Neima on page Lama. The Kol HaNashim Mutaros in Asya Fiduk Tanas. But the question was raised, if it's going to be Medina, so then any woman in the world, right, why only answering this kind of strange case? Every single woman whose father could have married her off to somebody and never reported back should be also the olam. No. Cheskes Penuya works for that. Why? Because came שמתוך שנאמונס על עצמן וניסס לאחרים נאמונס אין לזה אלו דברו זל. So we want to focus on these two lines with the following questions. The first question is, why is it that Chazaka works for the Pnuya, for the woman who comes and says, I was never married? So the same as a Chazaka works for this woman who walks in and says, I was never married, that the same Chazaka go into effect even if the woman didn't come. What happened over here? A man sent a shliach to marry a woman, and a man, then the shliach died. And now he wants to marry a woman named Rachel. Rachel has a sister named Leah. Now we're afraid, no, you can't marry Rachel because maybe the shliach married Leah. Gevalt! Leah the Cheskes Pnuya. Exactly the same Cheskes Pnuya, which the Ramban quotes before. If any woman wants to get married, let her in this case as well. That was the kash. The answer to the kash, we gave a very famous yisod of Chazaka. Chazaka is not a biru. If Chazaka would be a biru, it would be impossible to distinguish between whether the Pnuya herself can marry or whether the man can marry the sister of someone who had a Cheskes Pnuya. Impossible to distinguish. A biru is a biru is a biru. But Chazaka was saying now is what's called a dinin hanhoga, which means on the contrary, when there is no biru, when we don't know what's going on, then the Torah says, look, you don't know what's going on, you have no choice what to do, you follow the status quo. But if the only time when this can be invoked is when the, what we'll call the diun, the question which comes in front of us, is in front of us. So then the Chazaka can be brought to bear on the situation. If the woman says, I want to marry, and we'll say, hey, maybe your father married you off and then he died and is over the grip. No. She said, I have a Cheskes Pnuya, and since she's coming to remarry, so the Cheskes Pnuya works for her. And therefore she's allowed to remarry. Allowed to marry, I should say, to marry. But in the case in which there's Rachel and Leah, and he wants to now marry Leah, and we won't let him marry Leah because maybe Rachel was married by the Shliach, and where's Rachel? Rachel's now in China. She's nowhere to be seen. So Rachel's Cheskes Pnuya cannot be brought to bear on the situation right now because Rachel's not here. So Cheskes Pnuya won't work. After Cheskes doesn't prove anything. The status quo doesn't prove anything statistically. It's not like a role. It's not like Aiden which proves something. It's just you don't know what to do, so you follow the old status quo. It only works when the person whom you want this quotes the status quo to be of help has to actually show up. The person doesn't show up, it's not. That's how we explain the first part of the Ramban, why the Cheskes Pnuya will not work for the Krova when the original woman who has it is not showing up in bed. What about Rov? What about a Rov? Vault. It's a Rov. It's a one. It's how can you say it's also Medina? The chance that it's happening of him just by chance coming across the sister of the woman that the Shliach who died had married for him is a tiny, tiny, tiny percentage. One in a million. I don't know what it is. One in so many thousands. So, what happened to the role? We always follow a role, don't we? So the Akronim say, well, it depends. We follow a role if it's in a case we call Porush. Not a case that we call Kavua. The famous cloud in the Gemara called Kavua, Kamachta, Machtadam. Statistically, it could be 99 to 1. Doesn't make a difference. We treated it as 50-50. You went to buy meat in the butcher shop, and there are 9 kosher butcher shops, and 1 trefa butcher shop. And you bought one, you were in a daze, you know where you were going. And you come to the rabbi, he has 90% chance statistically it's kosher meat. Awesome! Because called Kavua Kamaktanaka, the suffix in the stores is the same as it was before, there's still 9 kosher, there's still 1 trefa. So perhaps the rabban suggests over here, it's considered to be like Kavua. Because he went and he married one of the women, and the woman was sort of Kavua in her place. So that's why it might be considered to be Kavua. Well, of course, we deny it, but that's what the rabban will seem to have to hold. To explain why it's Medina, and there's no Rov. There's no Chazak, because she's not here, and there's no Rov, because he considers it the equivalent of Kavua. Oh, that's that. But the next question becomes, this long-winded sentence of the Ramban, it's one big sentence. How do you read it? He's explaining why, if the Krova comes, she's believed. Look, it's the line which starts with the word Vadai. And it's one sentence which spans more than a line. Vadai Muta Behen is the result. But the reasons take a whole line. It would say the 3 reasons. Number 1, Erechanan and Yisurin. Number 2, V'koshken hochad lo aschazik Yisura V'chashosha b'yalmai. We'll see in a minute why that's not the only but that's not divided itself into two. I say it sounds like it's four. One, Helechad HaMisurin. Two, Koshken Schad Kisura. Three, V'chashash HaBiyamahi. Four, Koshken HaShemitoch Shenemanos Alatsa V'nissus Lachem Nemanos Saint. Lazer. What? What's going on with these three or four reasons? What's he talking about? The Rana Tekash, Helechad HaMisurin? What, are you kidding? And Echad HaMisurin and Dabba Shabiyama? We all know! And Dabba Shabiyama, Boros Mishnayim. What are you talking about? What's the Ramban saying? So the answer is, you look back at that base of the days of the Masech to Gittin, you'll find the two different Girsahs, according to one Girsah, what emerges is, to the contrary, Eid Echad is believed, B'dava Shabiyeva, as long as it's not against a Cheskas Isser. What's Cheskas Isser? That the status quo is that she was prohibited, as Eishes Ish, for example. Here there's no Cheskas Isser, so therefore Dava Eid Echad is believed in Dava Shabiyeva. Answer this question. Oh, so what bothered me when I learned this sugya, 20 years ago, I learned this Ran, I had the following kasha. The kasha is, what about the next line? The very next line in the Ramban. The very next line in the Ramban quotes in the Ramban. What does he say? He says, V'koshken ochad lo eschatzik isur. So that bothered me terribly. That implies that the first answer, erechad nem bisurin, would work even if it's a schazak yisur. That can't be. That's the first about that base. Even if the biggest erechadniks will have to concede that erechad not believe a davar shabiyeva by schazak yisur. This is what bothered me. So I realize now, many years later, that I read wrong. I think a lo schazak yisur in this case does not mean what we call a schazak yisur in the sense of status quo. Doesn't mean that. Can't mean that. What it means, Rabbi Osa Yitro, is Chazak Yisur, which the Rishonim use a Lashon to mean what we call in the Gemara, Ikba Yisur. What does that mean? Maybe there's no Yisur in the first place. Because maybe he married nobody. We say, maybe he married this one, he married his sister, he married his friend. Maybe he married nobody. So lo Ikba Yisur, maybe there is no woman in the world that he married. And that's when it ties it together with the very next line. V'chashasha bi'amahi, maybe he married nobody. So these two, it's not four reasons, it's only three. These two go together. That he married nobody. So therefore, it's not Ikba Yisura. So it's not Ikba Yisura. It's another reason in this case to say why the Eid Echad is believed. Because we know for a fact that he married somebody. It's only a question of which one, whether it's a sister or not. Maybe he married nobody. So it's a Chashasha Biyama, lo Yischati, lo Ikba Yisura. Finally, the third answer is what we spoke about earlier. Mitoch Shenamonas Al Atman. What does that mean? It means I believe as follows. At the very end, the Ramban is saying that if the woman comes into Beis Din and says, I am a Pnuya, so her Cheskas Pnuya can help her out. We said earlier that the Cheskas Pnuya cannot work to enable this poor to remarry, to marry a woman, because the Cheskas Pnuya is only the woman who's in China, and she's not here. Cheskas Pnuya only works if the person is here. She's here! So she's here, and she's using the Cheskas Pnuya so she herself can get married, so the same Cheskas Pnuya is going to work now for the man to marry when he pleases. Until now, the Ramban thought, no, it doesn't work. Why does it work? Because she's not coming out to get married. She's not interested in getting married now at all. She's only coming to do a favor to her sister.